here locally, though, when the snow melts, and it's melting, probably going to get rid of a lot of it by tomorrow with the rain that's expected and temperatures in the 60s for at least a day, what will be exposed? What will we find when the tide goes out? Well, what we're going to find is roads in, well, they're a mess out there. Not all of them. Some have been worked on. There's construction projects from the last couple of years that have come through, and things have improved. And I think of areas like going from, you know, Frandor, driving on Saginaw up to Abbott Road in East Lansing that was just, I mean, there was no pavement left in some places. You just kick up dust, gravel. Well, that's fixed. A lot of other places are just terrible right now. There's a new report that's widely cited. It was cited by the last administration. It's being cited by this administration and locally, municipally, you name it. It's with TRIP. They're out of D.C. They are a they're an organization that does transportation research. They try to guide policy as well. They have a new report out, and they break it down by city region in the Lansing area. They say that our roads here, so that 6 out of 10 miles of road in Lansing area, poor or mediocre condition. And they put a dollar figure to that, too. Rocky Moretti is the director of policy and research for TripNet, and he's with us right now. Morning, Rocky.
Good morning, Dave.
So you guys do put a dollar figure to this. First of all, what number have you come up with for what it costs the average person here in the Lansing area per year based on just driving? Bad roads, congested roads, poor roads, poorly designed roads.
Our latest report that we released yesterday estimates in the Lansing area the average motorist spends an additional $1,740 annually in the Lansing area driving on pavements that are rough, which are beating up your vehicle, the cost of delays caused by traffic congestion, and the economic cost of serious traffic crashes and fatal traffic crashes, in which the lack of good safety design was a contributing factor.
All right. So to be clear for listeners here, you roll a lot of things into that, not just potholes and pavement failure, which are, you know, infamous in Michigan, but a lot of other things that you say infrastructure has not kept up. The people sit at lights. They're not set up right. The turn lanes aren't, whatever. There's a lot of things that play into that dollar figure. Is that correct?
That's right. The number one in the Lansing area is a surprise to you, are pavement conditions. 34% of the region's major roads have pavements in poor condition. Another 26% are in mediocre condition. And so of the total approximately $1,700 cost, $708 of that, we attribute that to rough roads. And basically what the data and the research shows is that when you're driving on rough pavements, as you would anticipate, it's beating up your vehicle, and so that new vehicle that you purchased several years ago doesn't last as long as you'd like.
Yeah,
you're also using more fuel, but it, you know, it's, that's where it's costing you money.
Well, now do you guys do this for every state, or do you pick certain states?
We do individual reports. We do around 15 a year, and we tend to go to states that have significant transportation challenges. So we're very familiar with Michigan, unfortunately.
Hooray for us!
We keep a lot of national data. So we're certainly conscious of where states stack up against other states.
You know, it's amazing to me because when I travel around, and I do, people in other states think they have bad roads, and they want better roads, and they complain. And then I look at ours and compare to theirs. I go, you guys should just shut up, because they're really not that bad. I know bad, and these aren't bad. But do you find that people tend to have a worse opinion of their own state, maybe just because familiarity breeds contempt? They drive them every day, and they drive them crazy.
Well, certainly they're more conscious of their local conditions and obviously what a driver would consider traffic congestion is going to vary from region to region.
In other words, how bad are we compared to the other states? I mean, are we dead last? Are we the worst?
Well, in terms of a lot of it is regional, particularly if you look at traffic congestion. Obviously, what we've seen in Michigan is in a positive sense in the last 5 years, we've seen a lot of travel growth again. The state's economy has gotten moving again. That's positive, but it means a lot more trucking, lots more people getting to work. And so we've seen congestion begin to increase again and really at the levels you would anticipate for urban areas of that size. In terms of pavement conditions, you're right, Michigan is among the worst. It's in worse condition certainly than the national average, but also on bridges, Michigan is worse than the national average. And that's really the challenge for Michigan. Travel growth increasing again. The state started to turn the ship around in 2015 with a funding package, and that was a great first step. But even then, it's really got its handfuls just trying to do the rehabilitation and reconstruction projects that are needed.
Mm. And you even talk about bridges here, and that's something people don't focus on as much, I think. As long as the bridge is up while you're going over it, or if you go under one, as long as a piece of concrete, rebar, doesn't fall on you, you're like, well, that's working out okay. And yet, that's not the case. We've got bridges that are reaching the end or some going well past their normal lifespan, and maintenance not always up to snuff either. Is that what you found?
Statewide, 11% of the bridges are structurally deficient. In the Lansing area, it's actually 13%. So 88 of the 652 bridges in the region are structurally deficient. Those are bridges that immediately need additional attention.
Now, you got there was some pushback online I saw with this yesterday, not from any lawmakers. One really interesting one was quite a back and forth going with Pat DeHaan, who is a senior petroleum analyst, and he's gasbuddy.com, and he said that he used to write service, and he goes, well, some of the numbers that they come up with here, you know, like if you blow out a tire, it's going to be $450, well, maybe if you got to get another wheel, but if you don't, no one ever charges you that much, even for the fanciest tire, for most vehicles out there, unless you're driving a monster truck. Did he have a point? I mean, where did you come up with the numbers themselves, and what kind of methodology did you use to hone in on the exact dollar figures for repairs and et cetera?
The critical component to remember is that there are several parts of that. One is some routine maintenance. You're going to need a little bit extra work on a car driving on rough roads, but you're also consuming more fuel. You're accelerating tire wear, which is a fairly smaller component. But really the largest component is vehicle depreciation. If you buy a brand new $30,000 vehicle, the difference between it being lasting 10 years as opposed to 8 years or 9 years, that's a significant economic cost. And so about half of that cost is how long does that vehicle last. But, you know, the last factor that we didn't talk about, you know, in the Lansing area every year, on average, 43 people are being killed. Statewide, around 1,000 people are being killed in crashes on our roads. And we know statistically that when transportation agencies make the roadway improvements that are needed, they put in good lane markings, they have good lighting at intersections, they add turn lanes, rumble strips, we see those numbers improve significantly. And the transportation agencies, when they reconstruct roads, typically leave them behind far safer. And that's not happening fast enough in Michigan.
Well, you know, it's always interesting. You get off a plane in Florida, you say, oh, the roads are great here, and it's because the weather's warm. But it isn't always just, you know, the weather. It's, you know, where's your priority? Are you going to put money into it? I've driven around all over in Louisiana, too, and the roads aren't that good, but they have warm weather, too. So it isn't just warm, cold, hot, cold season. It's priorities. And I think our state, of course, as you know very well, in the process of reviewing priorities for this in a very big way and maybe in a big dollar way as well. Rocky Moretti is a director of policy here in research for TRIP. They're out of Washington, D.C. Big report. You can find them online. You can look at all their stuff. It's tripnet.org. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Yes, tripnet.org.
Yep, I appreciate, Rocky, you coming on today very much.
Thank you, Dick.
All right, so there it is. They say not only do we not spend enough, but this is how much it's costing you. And it's an interesting angle to say your car is not going to last as long. I'm not just talking about repairs, but your depreciation is going to be so high. You know, and now car loans get longer and longer. People go 72 months. What happens if your car doesn't make it to the end of your loan? Now you're still paying off your car and you don't have any car left. That really wasn't much of a factor back in the day until it, you know, well, I suppose it was 50 years ago, 60, when cars didn't last that long. But maybe now we'd be getting to that again. Cars last a long time now. If you treat them right, if you maintain them, yikes. Okay, morning wake-up coming back here in just a bit. Jeff Irwin's going to be stepping in from our legislature. This is 1320 WILS.